There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Hanan Murphy is with us from the ARN News Centre. Nice to see you as well. I won't say Happy New Year because I've already said it to you. Yeah, you know how it works. Let's look at some of the stories that you're looking at today. First of all, this is something lots of people are talking about. We're going to talk about this in some detail on this programme in this hour with our two guests. But first of all, the news. New visa requirements going to be needed by employees in the UAE. So what's this document all about?
Right, so a new good conduct and behaviour certificate is going to be introduced for employees from next month. It's going to be required in order to get a work visa in the UAE. So I've been trying to get some more detail from Ludmila Yamalova. She's managing partner at Yamalova and Plevka to find out more. Now, she told me this will need to be applied for by the applicant in their home country or place where they've been residing for the last 5 years. Now, I asked Ludmila Yamalova why she believes this has been introduced.
Well, this is consistent with the UAE government's overall efforts in screening both employees and residents of the UAE. For example, about 8 or 9 years ago, it was not required for employees to submit attested certificates, at least not from the level of the authorities. And as of now, it basically is applicable to all employees except sales. So this particular requirement now that requires for all employees to submit, for all intents and purposes, a good conduct certificate from the authorities of their home countries that they have no criminal record. It's consistent with the UAE efforts to continue to screen for employees to be of better quality and better caliber and with clean records.
Okay, so this is consistent, as Ludmila says there, with the screenings that the UAE has been putting in place to ensure that we get qualified employees who do what they say they can do and have the background they say they have. But essentially, this new rule will put it into the applicant's own hands to provide that good conduct detail or proof, if you like.
Yeah, that's right, Claire. So it's basically going to be putting the burden on each individual to have their criminal record check done and get the necessary documentation themselves. As yet, the resolution has not been published, so more details will likely follow. I asked Ludmila Yamalova how this will affect current residents and employees as well.
It will apply to anyone who's applying for a new visa as long as they have not lived in the UAE for 5 years. So this particular regulation requires for anyone who has not lived in the UAE for 5 years to submit this document. So let's say I worked here for 4 years and now I'm applying for a new position, I would be required to submit that document.
So that was Ludmila Yamalova, managing partner at Yamalova and Plevka, and just highlighting that obviously you'll need to live in a country for 5 years and that country is where you will apply for the document from.
Okay, so we were talking about this earlier, Claire. I don't know where you would go to get a sticker of good conduct
in the UK. I mean, if you were coming from the UK, so we'd have to get ours here. We've been here long enough. But if we were coming fresh from the UK, and if anybody's out there who has done that recently and had to do it, I wouldn't know. Do I go to my local police station? I'm not sure it's something that we're used to doing.
Might not be such a great idea in some
Well, actually, that is something I was talking to Ludmila about, is because obviously every country's got a different way of doing things. And she said that certainly there's no body in place for America, for the USA. She wasn't sure where you would do that for that documentation. And for Europe, it's going to be different to Asia. So everyone's going to have different places. And I know, you know, if you were living, say, even here for 4 years, it might be quite difficult to find it. If you haven't quite made the 5 years, how are you going to get the document?
Kazina, you had said to me earlier that it's not an unusual thing for you to have to do if you're coming from the Philippines.
Not at all. I knew I wanted to work abroad, so I sorted all of that out along with my educational documents. I had to go to the NBI, which stands for National Bureau of Investigation. I had to get a piece of paper saying I have no criminal record, and so proud to say I have no criminal record.
That sounds scary, doesn't it? The NBI, it's like the FBI.
It does sort of worry me about it. There's a smile on your face, but trepidation in my soul, let me tell you.
The only thing, you know, in the UK, when you're a teacher, you have to, or if you're working with children, you have to apply for a certain certificate. I remember when I was working on some TV programs with children, we had to apply for a certain documentation. So that's the type of place it was done. It was a proper check we had to
Bob Price says the same. He says in the UK it's called a CRB check. I think that's the same thing. So I guess we've all got to do what the teachers that come out here probably have to do anyway.
I would think so. Was it not kind of colloquially known as a certificate of good standing or something like that?
I know it as CRB somewhere. As well.
CRB. All right, so it is possible to do, but it is going to be necessary, I think, from what, February the 4th, I think, visa renewals after that. It's somewhere, it's within the next month or so. Another story you're looking at today, and we're going to be looking at careers in just under, well, not even 5 minutes' time, but this is a new salary and employment report by Hays. It's for 2018. Headlines on this, Anna?
Yeah, so the report showed that nearly 30% of companies in the GCC actually reduced the size of their workforce in 2016 and 2017. So that's obviously an interesting stat. But by contrast, it also found that 40% of organisations reported an increase in staff numbers last year. So, you know, a bit of a divide really there. Now, I've been speaking to Chris Greaves. He's the managing director of Hays in the Gulf region, who told us how employer outlook has changed.
At the end of 2016... we only had about 40% of clients who felt positive for this year, whereas now 55% of employers are feeling positive about the prospects for 2018. So a little bit more of a positive vibe from the employers this time round.
That was Chris Greaves. He's the managing director of Hays in the Gulf region, talking about how employer outlook has changed. He said that they also found that 71% of respondents were actually planning to recruit in 2018. And he also mentioned the main areas looking to recruit. Any idea what those could be?
Oh, I love it when you do that. I'm going IT.
Retail.
Infrastructure, IT spending, because there's so much cybersecurity stuff.
You hit the nail
headlines.
On the head. You hit the nail on the head. So sales roles were a big thing. Right. IT, data security, and then online payments or electronic payments area, which has become a big area. And then he also said another interesting thing was, which I was surprised by, is they're recruiting a lot of high-level roles. So this is because a lot of companies are restructuring for senior management. So boardroom level roles.
And gearing up as things start to speed up after, you know, what has been a tough couple of years, I suppose. You can see the logic in that. Okay.
And another interesting thing he did mention that he found surprising from the report was about work-life balance. So only 15% reported that they had a very poor quality of life here within work and work-life balance, and 53% recorded a good or very good quality of life. So I'd say that's a fairly happy, healthy amount of happy people.
Well, he did say positive vibe there, didn't he? I mean, that was amongst employers, I suppose. But all right, let's do another quick straw poll. Quality of work-life balance, Claire.
I have peaks and troughs, but that's because I sort of run my own business, so sometimes I'm very, very busy. I have to work all of the time, but I am in control, so if I want to take a morning off, I can. So okay. I guess not bad.
So not bad. You're a little bit on the fence there, but that's okay. Hannah, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I think pretty good, and I always compare it back to the UK, and the fact that, you know, you can access the good weather and the beach makes me feel like
you get more out of your time off. Yeah,
yeah, and I suppose... Obviously, it doesn't help the people working in certain places, but, you know, shops and things are open later. So even if you work late, you're able to do that. So, yeah, I'd say pretty good, and definitely comparing it to back in the UK, very high.
Okay. Z, what do you think compared to being at home in the Philippines? What do you think?
Oh, I used to work long hours.
You still do?
Well, longer in the Philippines. I used to...
I just said that because the boss is listening. Just put that in there for you.
I know. I work very hard. But in the Philippines, I used to do 18-hour, 23-hour days.
What?
Crazy. Yeah.
23-hour days?
Doing what?
I worked in TV production. So I wrote scripts and I produced segments and all that stuff. So...
23-hour days.
God, you get onto Interpol or UNICEF. Who should you talk to about that? I was going to say UNICEF.
Depends how old she was at the time, Tim.
That's a bit weird.
What was your longest shift?
That was my longest shift.
23 hours?
Epic. Yeah.
Oh, dear me. All right, so a lot better here then. It has to be said though, doesn't it? That it's funny, I've just been back in the UK where it seems to get light at about 9:30 in the morning. I was in Scotland, so it's a little bit later, and it's dark by about 3. So you think the sun makes a difference to how you feel, and that's maybe one aspect of it as well. All right, then, those are a couple of the news stories. We're talking careers in a moment. For now, Hanan, nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.